Now you may be sitting on a small nest egg. Get your purses and money boxes out and check for some valuable 50p pieces. A 50p coin is up for sale for a whopping £20,000 in Norwich. The coin is designed with an image of Paddington Bear standing outside St Paul's Cathedral in London. An image of Queen Elizabeth II sits on the other side. There are around 900,000 Paddington at St Paul's coins in circulation. They were released in 2019 as part of a broader series of coins inspired by the Paddington Bear books by Michael Bond. The other locations in the collection are Buckingham Palace, the Tower of London, and Paddington Station. A seller on the outskirts of Norwich listed a Paddington at the Tower coin for £5,000 last month.
Norfolk leaders have only until the end of next month to put forward initial proposals for a major shake-up which will see the county's councils abolished and reformed. Kay Mason-Billig, leader of the Norfolk County Council, has admitted discussions over the matter are likely to be heated, while Breckland Council leader Sam Chapman-Allen warned the tight timescale risked sleepwalking into irreversible damage with hefty council tax hikes. The process for the biggest local government shake-up in 50 years was triggered when Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner added Norfolk and Suffolk to the priority list for devolution. That will lead to transfer of powers from Westminster to the regions, although it has yet to be announced exactly what that will involve. It will also pave the way for councils to be abolished and replaced, the creation of a mayor, and a combined authority covering the two counties, plus the controversial postponement of this summer's county council elections. The current system of two tiers of councils, where Norfolk's eight councils, Norfolk County, Norwich City, Great Yarmouth, Breckland, Broadland, South Norfolk, North Norfolk, and West Norfolk, provide different services, will be ditched in favour of unitary authorities providing all services. Leaders in the two counties are expected to work together to come up with proposals for the new councils, with initial proposals lodged by the end of March and final proposals in the autumn. The government has been clear that if consensus is not reached, it will impose models.
Staff at the UEA are set to stage another walkout in a bid to fight the troubled university's planned job cuts. The University of East Anglia announced last year that it may have to cut almost 200 jobs as it looks to address an £11 million budget deficit. However, the institution is now facing a fresh fight with unions looking to put a stop to the redundancies. Members of the UEA branch of the University and College Union, USU, which represents lecturers and teaching staff at the university, have overwhelmingly voted in favour of strike action. Following a strike ballot, 82% of participants voted in favour of a walkout. The ballot also saw the branch's highest ever turnout, with 67% of members casting a vote. It is the second time in as many years that UEA staff have staged strikes over plans to make redundancies at the cash-strapped university. Joe Grady, UCU's General Secretary, said UEA staff have overwhelmingly backed strike action because they refused to allow their colleagues to lose their livelihoods because of the financial turmoil management has caused.
Plans for a nuclear power plant in Norfolk have received a boost after the government announced it will make it easier to build mini nuclear power stations in England and Wales. Viaro Energy, the company which bought Bacton Gas Terminal last year, revealed in October that the coastal site is one of its target locations for a new generation of small-scale nuclear plants in the UK. And the plans look even more likely after the government announced on Thursday, February the 6th, that it will reform the archaic planning rules delaying the construction of mini nuclear power stations known as small modular reactors, SMRs. It marks the first time SMRs will be included in planning rules and the list of places nuclear reactors can be built, which is currently limited to just 8 sites, will also be scrapped.
An award-winning DJ from Norwich is set to perform in Ibiza later this year. Lee Davies, 49, from NR3, goes by the pseudonym Pink Fusion and plays at nightclubs, weddings and events across the region. He started his business after the COVID-19 lockdown and has since gained more than 200 five-star reviews on Google. He has also won the DJ of the Year award in 2024 and 2025 with the London and Southeast Prestige Awards, as well as the Best Business Award in 2024. Mr. Davies said, "I love DJing. It's my passion and my therapy. I also have the opportunity to DJ in Ibiza in May this year with a company called Ibiza Playabout, which again is another huge opportunity to meet more DJs, promoters and network."
Two Norwich stores are in the running for national awards. American Golf and Fraser's Group have both been shortlisted for the Best New Store Award in the Retail Week Awards 2025. The category is open to all shops which have been newly opened or refurbished during the last 12 months. The Golfing Shop is in the small to medium category. The store opened at the Sweetbriar Retail Park in May 2024. The Norwich Fraser's store in Chantry Place reopened as part of a huge rebrand of the city's House of Fraser outlet. The winners will be announced at an awards ceremony on March the 20th.
In our first feature today, read by Sam Elmhurst, the keyboard warrior feels he's getting too old to rock and roll.